At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Well, today we want to talk about Old Worthington shopping.
That was fun. We had a lovely afternoon in Old Worthington.
It was great. And I didn't know this, but Worthington was established in 1803 from some families from Connecticut and Massachusetts. Boy, they did a good job when they moved here to Worthington, Ohio. I mean, it's a beautiful little community. But let's talk about the shopping because, you know, it's all about shopping for us.
It sure is.
There's a couple of new places opening up in Old Worthington. One's called Birch, and it's going to be a women's boutique, and it's opening this fall. So that's a new one that we'll have to go back and maybe toward the holidays.
That's a reason to go back up and shop.
Exactly. But one great place we went to, it's called Pure Cottage Antiques Home Garden Gifts. It's a long name, but it's a really cool store. I love the sign that was on the front door. Remember, we always like to check what were the hours so we can let all our listeners know about that. Well, it had Tuesday through Friday, noon to 5 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then it had Monday by chance. So I would recommend that you not go there on
not
Monday
because if you happen to be there by chance.
By chance, yeah, stop by.
In.
But they had the largest selection of Alex and Ani brace I have ever seen.
I
mean,
huge.
Hundreds and hundreds of them. And, you know, the energy one, I mean, I've never seen that many. I want to go back and, I mean, they had some really unique ones. And I think that's such a popular item these days. But that store had things, I mean, it had everything from soup to nuts, practically from soup to nuts.
Yeah, that had all the little rooms, didn't it?
Yes.
Where we just kept going and going
it just,
and
then
going.
They were all connected and, you know, somebody could get lost
like
in there.
They could
close the place at the end of the day and someone could be lost
Maybe
way back.
Looking for the piece of cheese.
Exactly. But I loved some of the things that they had, like the handbags and the book. Didn't you find some handbag that you thought was very cool?
They had a really cute one. It was just, it had like four little zipper compartments and it would have been great to travel with. I think it was only $30.
And it was
adorable leather.
It was leather. And
yeah.
What I liked about I think there's several clutches. It was kind of like a clutch, but it could also be like a crossover.
Like a crossover bag, right.
But that's very, very cool. I mean, to travel with, I would think that would be awesome. And for $30 for a leather bag, I thought all their prices were really, really reasonable. Well, some of the other things that are when you have a whole day of shopping, you might want to go to a spa and relax a little bit.
Well, exactly.
And they have several there. There was one that was a nail spa and the Mediterranean Beauty and Health Spa. So there's some spas right there in
yeah,
Old
they had
Hilliard.
Pretty much everything you need there. And then they had, finery. That was
an awesome.
Lovely.
Oh, we loved
it. They had the cutest things. They had some designer clothing.
Yeah, that was by Clara Sun Wu. Kathy Lee and Hoda wear her clothes. Did you know that?
That's right.
Yes.
They had a picture up. But they had a really cute, some dresses and jumpsuits. And then it was a unique shop because in addition to the clothing, they had jelly beans, Jelly Belly.
Jelly Belly. 24
yes.
varieties of Jelly Belly jelly beans. Say that one a couple more times.
I will let you say that.
And the owner was so nice. Melanie Bunstein, I think was her name, or Bunstein. She was just so sweet. And she said that she and her husband have owned those, several buildings there in old Worthington Hilliard. I almost said that.
Wait,
we did that one
we?
Before. But she's she was so nice and so informative. I mean, and some of the other things that they had in there, I thought this was very, very cool, was Thomas Moser, or Tim Moser, I guess it is, mm-hmm. Glass from Cambridge, Ohio.
Right.
Beautiful stuff. And they started, I think, about a half century ago. And they have, it's kind of like new designs with timeless classics. And it was very, very affordable. I mean, they had items that started at like $20. They were beautiful. And they were very kind of simple. So they could go in any decor, yeah. I think, in your house.
She had some really pretty things. And she said she really makes an effort to get everything made in the USA. And a lot of things are actually made local. So she had some jams that were made here in town. And, you know, the glass from Cambridge, and she has some other artwork that was local. So she really makes an effort, too.
Well, what I like, too, is that she had every size, because we asked, do you have, you know, extra small? Because we're, you know, we're kind of small. And she said, yes, she has everything from extra small all the way to large. And I thought the materials were really, the fabric was very, very, very high quality. I mean, they had a little black dress, which we never had get enough.
Never have too many.
No. And it was $147, but it was long. It would travel really well. And it's the kind of thing, because it was very classy, it wouldn't go out of style. So $147 was really actually reasonable for the high quality thing that she had.
And that black jumpsuit. I can't believe you didn't go back and get that. I expected you to show up in that today.
Well, I thought maybe you'd go get it for me, but apparently not.
Wouldn't be the first time we'd have matching outfits.
Yeah, but the deal of the day, and you know me, I always like to top you on the deal of the day. We found this store called Vernacular. I had never heard of it, but it's locally owned by a couple that live in Grandview. And they have three locations, one in Grandview, one in German Village, and this one up in Old Worthington. I had no idea. They're going to open up a new one in Dallas, so they're expanding. But the deal of the day is, remember, I asked you, I held up two different black tops, of course, and I said, which one do you like? And they were on the sale rack. And you picked out the one that I ended up buying, and I went up there, and it had been marked down three times. And I get up to the counter, and I expect to pay $12 for this, $12 for this gorgeous top. It was so cute. Well, they ring it up, and it's $4.80. So I'm looking at this, and it's like, and they're even looking, they go, oh, I guess we forgot to mark it down again. So for $5.16, I got this gorgeous black top. That
was really cute, too.
And I've worn it a couple times, and I've gotten all kinds of compliments on it. So
yeah, they had unique things.
Very unique.
Yeah, you're not going to find it everywhere.
No,
so
they had
cute
jewelry, but their sales, oh, definitely I would go there. Vernacular, and really nice people. Very, very helpful. There's all kinds of other things in Old Worthington, like there's florists, there's the Magic Cruises, lots of places to dine.
Yeah, and don't forget, remember that cute little store, Wren House Gifts?
Oh,
we went
my
into.
Gosh.
If you're looking for a gift, they had some adorable things. And there's a dog in there, which, you know,
I know
warms my heart. That
when we opened the door, we opened the door and we heard this little barking thing, and we're like looking around.
She
and
said everybody who works there has a dog.
I know. I thought it brings them into the office.
It's worth it just for that.
I think that's so
but
cute.
But they had a great selection of OSU things.
Very unique ones.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, something things that are very, very different. That's what, if you want to go for something unusual for an OSU fan, I would definitely go there. But one of my favorite things were those candle wall pictures. Now, they weren't real candles that were on the wall.
Oh, that's right. But they lit up.
They lit up. They were
pictures of candles.
Pictures of candles with little batteries in them, and they ranged from like $19.99 to $21.99. I thought those were very, very unique. And I think, you know, in the evening, wouldn't that be kind of nice just to have that instead
sitting
of
by the fire and
yes.
have a picture? Yeah.
And they had
very
like,
pretty.
I thought it was very cool. They had little glass animals. They had, I like the sign that said, lots more. And that meant you went downstairs and you got.
It was another one of those places that just went
on and on.
Yeah.
And I was afraid to go down because I was afraid you'd leave me and I wouldn't find my way back home.
You have to leave a trail of breadcrumbs.
Exactly.
They had some beautiful wreaths, too.
Oh,
my gosh.
If
you're looking
for
a fall wreath for your door.
And they were, you could tell that they were all, you know, like handmade.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and they started at about, I think they were average probably about $42.
Yeah, they were very reasonable.
Oh, my gosh.
Really unique things.
Well, and there's lots of other things to visit while you're in Old Worthington. The Ride Home, which is a combination of a bike store and a coffee shop. That's unique. There's all kinds of jewelers.
A couple of jewelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Worthington Jewelers, of course, which is very well known, and Denig Jewelers, both
yep.
that do custom design work. So, yeah.
And then we talked about that there's florists, but there's also there's the Candle Lab. Now, I've never been there, but you've been to a Candle Lab, right?
Yeah, they're fun. And I mean, they have they're soy-based candles, and they have a lot of different fragrances. So,
but
yeah,
that doesn't mean you can eat them, right?
Don't eat them.
Don't eat them, okay.
Okay. It's not advised.
Not edible. Well, I don't know about you, but after shopping, I think then we need to go and get something to eat.
I think so, too. Okay. Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says, high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
With OneNet on Vodafone Business, you can make and receive landline calls from your mobile, meaning your office could be here. Or here. Or more likely, here.
Hello, Saunders Designs. How can I help?
Your office can be anywhere with our OneNet virtual landline. Available on our new unlimited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and OneNet terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.